Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for health guru Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. We want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
And I mean ever. I have a series of two words, sequences that'll describe our guest today, Beverly Nadler, awesome author, best friend, wonderfully wise. I could go on and on and on, but we have a show to do today. And that show is Meditation, Many Methods and Marvelous. Are you challenged by meditation? I know I am. Do you want to meditate? I know I do. Perhaps you are aware of its marvelous benefits, but you find it too difficult and give up in frustration. Be assured that you can enjoy the marvels of meditation. Join health guru Beverly Nadler as she introduces you to a variety of different and often delightful meditation methods and techniques. One or more of them may be just right for you. Without further ado, I introduce you someone I can never have enough fabulous adjectives to describe. She's that great, Beverly Nadler.
Jenny, you're joyous. Whenever you introduce me, it's so fascinating for me to listen to how many different ways that you introduce me and how beautifully you begin this show. So thank you, as usual. It is my pleasure to be able to share what I have learned through my my life, my experiences, and share them with your worldwide listeners. Meditation has become more and more popular, and yet I hear from more and more people that, well, I tried to meditate, but it didn't work for me. And I understand that it's a source of frustration. What actually happens when people try to meditate and they can't is that they get really not only frustrated but irritated at themselves. Sometimes they actually feel like they're a failure. And this is so wrong, I'm going to say, because the whole idea of meditation is to help you appreciate yourself and your life more, to be able to relax, to be able to enjoy your life better, to be able to feel good about yourself. And certainly, if that's not happening, well, of course, you would not want to try to meditate and have another failure.
Very true. But I know that the benefits so outweigh any possible negatives, even though I can't even imagine any kind of a negative. It is worth learning about and putting yourself in action with it.
Well, very well said. Yes, there are tremendous benefits. And what's really interesting about these benefits is that they have been the same benefits for literally thousands of years. But it's only recently when neuroscientists use brain imaging and they can actually see, because when you see the brain, you know what areas of the body that they're working with. You know exactly what's going on because the brain controls your whole body. And they know what's going on. And it's all proven. And the benefits are enormous. And I want to tell you those to re-inspire you to say, yes, I want those benefits. And the first and probably the most important is the fact that it does help reduce stress. Obviously, if you're trying to meditate and can't, it's not working, so you would give up. But the fact is, once you are in meditation mode, what it does to the body, it literally relaxes the entire body, and your stress is reduced, and they can see that through the brain imaging, see what's going on. It also becomes helps your whole brain. It will help you prevent dementia and Alzheimer's. And this is what's happening more and more to our aging population. But people who meditate, and they could be elderly, they do not have this decline. It also helps to have a more positive, optimistic attitude. And it slows down biological aging. We can't, you know, turn the clock backwards so that in years you become younger. But your body, literally, body and brain and mind, literally become biologically younger. It strengthens your immune system. So what does that mean? You're less prone to getting sick. You're less prone to having, whether it's an acute condition like colds or the flu or anything, or even a chronic condition, arthritis, cancer, asthma, all of these things. You can slow down the process of these diseases because you have a stronger immune system. And if you have any of these conditions and any other conditions, meditation actually helps healing. It also reduces pain. It normalizes blood pressure. It helps people overcome
Beverly,
addiction.
Beverly, I have to interrupt you. These are so extraordinary, so important to strike home why you should. I can't write fast enough, and I write pretty fast. I got to ask you to slow down because these are extremely important benefits, and when you really get what they are, how could you not want to meditate? And I can't write fast enough. So let's start with strengthen the immune system and take it from there much slower.
Strengthen the slowed down biological aging.
Go ahead.
It also reduces pain.
Okay.
Normalizes blood pressure.
Okay.
You have an enhanced ability to heal, which is because you have a stronger immune system.
Okay.
And before that, I said less likelihood of dementia and Alzheimer's, so you may have gotten that one.
I got that, and then I just couldn't keep up anymore. And if I couldn't, I know how fast I write. The point is, I want you to drive home those points before people say, well, I'll try it out. Let them give them these kind of benefits. Very good reasons why they should try it out. And to you, where everything comes so naturally, you are indeed the health guru of health gurus. But for those of us that are not nearly on that level, we want to make these points, very, very powerful points.
I agree with you, and I also urge people who find that this is of interest to them to listen to this program again. It will be in the archives as soon as the program is over, and they can listen to it as often as they want and write down any of the notes they want to remind themselves of how important it is. And it's also, might want to remind yourself that this is all proven through brain imaging. It's not just, well, some people are getting, you know, some effect, but it's not that much. They actually see it on the brain scanning. So,
I have a question. I'm looking at the list again, and I can understand how meditation can provide those benefits. The only one I can't understand why it would help is reduces pain. How does meditation connect to pain?
It's not a matter of meditation connecting to pain. It's a matter of sending different types of energy, different, everything is energy, and there's different, what I call vibrations, energy going through your body. Meditation makes people more optimistic. It makes them happier. It gives them more of a sense of joy. And Joyce, we've had programs on happiness and talked about the fact that it reduces pain. When people feel happier, they feel less pain. When people are in positive mode mentally and emotionally, they feel less pain. It just happens. Can I tell you the exact
That connection. That makes sense to me. I just wasn't able to connect the dots, so thank you. I get it. Just like we know that laughter is good for the immune system and reduces pain. I just hadn't thought of meditation in that way, so thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. It's interesting that these benefits inspired this Harvard professor and physician, Dr. Herbert Benson, it's around 30 years ago, actually, to introduce meditation to his patients. And this was before the brain imaging. He himself had gone to some work with transcendental meditation, found how beneficial it was, but was aware of the fact that if he tried to introduce meditation to his patients, they would probably not want to do it. So after he personally experienced these benefits, he called it relaxation response. He wrote a bestseller book about 30 years ago. He's written several books since then, every one of which includes the importance of the relaxation response, which is what we get from meditation. And he had his patients just sit quietly, not think about anything. And what he told them, which is very, very useful, is that if the mind wants to think, don't try to force it to stop, because that's where the problem comes in for people. I can't think. I don't want to do this. I'm supposed to be meditating. No. What you do is just focus on your breath and allow these thoughts to pass through. And when you're not paying attention to them, the most amazing thing happens. The mind actually says, and I'm, you know, using a metaphor here, says, not paying attention, I guess I won't send so many thoughts through. They just lessen. You know, the Buddhists call our mind a crazy monkey. And what Buddha and his followers have said about meditation is that not everyone can do the same kind of meditation, which is one of the reasons we have this program today, because I will be talking about various different kinds. But what they also said and trained people to understand is that the mind wants to continue to do what it has been conditioned to do. And as long as we make ourselves crazy trying to shut up the crazy monkey mind, we're not going to be able to meditate. But if we recognize, this is what the mind does, and just allow ourselves to follow our breath and allow the thoughts to go through and don't follow them. And if you do follow them, then you don't say to yourself, oh, my goodness, I followed a thought. You just stop and say, and go back to just notice that you're breathing. It's actually, that is one of the simplest techniques. It works for most people, as long as they don't get caught up in the belief that I have to stop myself from thinking, because your brain, or your mind really, does not want to stop thinking. So the discipline, and the problem with the word discipline is when people hear that, they say, I don't want to be disciplined. All you're going to do is just not let this crazy monkey mind make you crazy. Believe it or not, you are not your mind. You have a mind, but you are not your mind, and you can control it, but not if you try to sit for 20 minutes, which is what is usually recommended, and keep noticing that you're thinking and these thoughts are driving you crazy. Don't even try to sit for 20 minutes. That's not a way to begin if you're having a problem.
And every journey starts with the first step. So take it small, do what's comfortable for you, so that as you get into it and appreciate the value, you'd want to add more and more to it. I know one of the things you said to concentrate on is your breathing, and I've often heard that said. I just want to advise those of you who have smartphones, there is an app called Calm, C-A-L-M, that have different varieties of the kind of music or sounds, waves, waterfalls that you can meditate to. You might want to check that out. It's free as a way to enhance your meditation as well.
Yeah, very, very well said. There are many tools, by the way, that you can, and they're on the internet. There are different websites that you can go to. There's a whole lot of things, but what happens, and the reason we're doing this show, is I want to make it as simple for people as possible, so if for whatever reason they don't have the ability or don't want to do any of these structured things, because sometimes, now the app that you spoke about with different sounds, that sounds, you know, very nice sounds, but some people get very annoyed with sounds behind them. They don't want to hear anything behind them. And we have to recognize that each person, and this is the key, each person needs to do what works best for them. An interesting thing that Dr. Herbert Benson discovered when he introduced the relaxation response and never called it meditation, he simply told people to sit quietly, and he told them to begin with just 5 minutes, which, by the way, in one of the Buddhist books that I've read, he said, this is what this Buddha said, this Buddha follower, I guess, or monk said, is just begin with 5 minutes. And he said, if 5 minutes is too much, do 3 minutes. Do not stress yourself. The whole key is being relaxed. So Dr. Benson just told his patients to sit quietly and just focus. It's not so much concentrate, because then the mind starts going, oh, I have to concentrate. Just notice your breath. Notice your breathing in and out, in and out, and do that for 5 minutes. And what people reported to him, not only all of these symptoms that I mentioned above that they could notice a change in, particularly reduced pain, also pain, headache pain, very much so, a feeling of calmness, a feeling that feeling more relaxed, having mental clarity. They reported all of this. But in addition, they reported that they had a feeling that they had never had before, a connection with their spiritual self, with their so-called higher mind, with another aspect. It was as if they were transcending their mind and actually going into a different state of consciousness, which is what meditation can do for you. I'm not saying you have to go into it with that desire. There are people who do, and they will meditate much more more often, and they will meditate longer because that's their goal. But we're talking now, and the reason you're probably listening to this is you just want to get started with this. You want to give up that feeling of frustration that you've had every time you've been trying to meditate, and that's what this show is about. If you want to go further, believe me, there are many, many tools to help you, many books to help you. There are many methods, and I will mention some of those also. But we begin by keeping this very, very simple.
Yes, keeping it simple. Hopefully that will encourage you to get started now. And what I want to say as a longtime coach, oftentimes I hear people that say, I totally agree, I want to do it, it makes sense to do it, I heard the benefits, I'll get to it someday. And for those of you who actually believe there is a someday, I wrote this for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? So, folks, please, ask yourself, if not now, when? Because what better time than to start for your own health and healing and reducing stress than right here, right now? Back to you, Beverly.
Yes, that, and that you were so right about that, Joyce, so right about that. This is the time, and people put so many things off, and then they never get to it. So this would, you can just, in fact, you can, as soon as this show is over, why not just sit quietly for a moment or two? That's what I said, a moment or two, and just feel how comfortable it feels to just sit quietly. Now, first, let me tell you about the things you don't have to do, because a lot of people have heard this is a special position that you must sit in, you know, cross-legged on the floor. You definitely do not have to do that unless that's comfortable for you. You can just sit in any comfortable chair. It is preferable to have your feet on the floor so that you're grounded, so to speak. Your back should be, this is one thing, the spine should be straight. Apparently the energy, this is a whole energy thing that's happening while you are meditating, and the energy flows much better through a straight spine. So you sit comfortably, but sit straight. Now, some people can't sit. They may be bedridden, or they're incapacitated. So every time I had heard about, you know, meditating, sit this way, sit, I said, what about people who can't sit? Oh, well, they can lie down. So I was wondering, why is that never told? And the reason is because the people who are teaching meditation are concerned that if you lie down, you will fall asleep. And, of course, that is a possibility. But if you have the intention to meditate and it's not bedtime, you probably won't fall asleep. So if for some reason sitting is not possible, then lie down, just be comfortable, and keep your spine straight. You don't have to put your hands in any special position. There are different forms of meditation in which you are doing certain things with your hands. Now, mudras, they call them. Not necessary. Your hands can sit comfortably on your lap. They can sit comfortably on your thighs. Doesn't matter whether the palms are up. Doesn't matter if the palms are down. So your position is just what's comfortable and easy for you.
Sounds good to me. I can hardly wait to finish the show so I can go meditate. And folks, if you're getting the value out of this show, like those of you that get value on each and every show with our health guru, Beverly Nadler, here's to your health Thursday. Let me also state that every day we have a different show, different guest, different author, and you don't want to miss any of them. So here in the wise, wise words of Beverly Nadler is why you should be listening.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in this endeavor, simply go to joycebarryandfriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, and spelled out, joycebarryandfriends.com. On the homepage, on the upper left, you'll see my picture, and right under that, if you click on follow, you can become part of the thousands of our followers that never have to miss a show, because you can't join us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern. You will get emails apprising you of each show, each guest, and each topic, which you can then go to our archives and hear at 24/7 at your convenience. For example, I just want to share there was a show on Tuesday with health guru Beverly Nadler called Prayer and Miracles, and certainly that goes hand in hand with the power of meditation, prayer and miracles, because you might think, well, I'm meditating and I'm praying, and you may not even be able to make a distinction between the two, and I'll come back to you on that one, Beverly. But go to Joyce Barry and Friends .com and click on follow. Need not miss anything. Next week we have world famous psychic Peter Marks, and you can call in for a free on air mini reading. Yesterday we had a radio person extraordinaire, John Bell, the voice of reason. We did a great show called What in the World? Very interesting show. And on Monday, Chap Oscar on True Friendship, of which Beverly and I can certainly say a thing about because we have true friendship. Beverly, as you continue, do explain if people say, what's the difference if I'm in prayer versus if I'm meditating? It feels about the same.
Well, it depends on the prayer, but usually prayer is when you are talking to God, asking for specific things, or perhaps giving gratitude, talking about what you appreciate. It's a conversation with God. Meditation is generally tuning in, relaxing yourself so that messages, and when we use the term God, please understand, we're talking about the creative power of the universe, which is part and parcel of everything, including yourself. We all come from the same source. So it's listening more through meditation. We're being quiet, and what we're looking for often is something to just pop in. Not as a just thoughts going by, but perhaps some inspiration, or perhaps just the feeling of peace and serenity. So it's really, and peace and serenity, where does that come from? It comes not from your everyday human experience, because there's not a lot of peace and serenity in it, but it comes from a higher source. So we're tuning into that, and prayer, we are usually either asking for something, imploring God, and the best kind of prayer would be one in which we ask for what we want, but always, always have appreciation and gratitude for all that we do have, and perhaps all that negative that we didn't, that didn't happen to us. I can certainly think of, you know, recent events, and that many people had horrific experiences. The fact that we do not have those is something to be truly grateful for when we speak to God.
Very good explanation. Appreciate that. Maybe you can give as good an explanation as to why people should go to the website BeverlyNadler.com, N-A-D-L-E-R. I'd love you to tell folks why that's so special.
Well, that's an educational website. It has a tremendous amount of information for physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Also has a lot of poetry for those who enjoy poetry. It explains what I do. It has links to my books, especially the book Vibrational Harmony, which is I can't say the most important book, but it is a book in which I have such a wonderful foreword by Joyce Barry, and it explains a lot of the things that I teach about being in harmony with universal law and how your mind works, and it has a lot of information about my coaching and a lot on health and nutrition. So it's a wonderful educational site and resources, places to go to get even more information. I highly, highly recommend it as a resource for you to find out more about the things that make physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual life not only more worthwhile, but more pleasant and understandable. A lot of times when we're confused about why things happen the way they do, it really throws us for a loop. And by the way, when you get into confusion, I'm going to say one of the things you can do is simply stop. Stop your mind from going and sit down and just quietly breathe and allow yourself to go through. And I'm going to say the breathing thing is not just for meditation. Anytime that you need to relax yourself, you can do it balances your brain, it balances your body, it helps you. Just simply breathing in and out.
And Beverly, while people are here breathing in and out, I just, before we moved on, I wanted to say I know you have another fabulous website, so please share about that one before we move forward.
Actually, I have two. One of them is on the original website, which, of course, is BeverlyNadler.com, and Breakthrough Health is right on there. But there is another website, and there is a special gift for the listeners to this show. On that website, you can download free two books. They're not just a few pages. They are actual ebooks. One on mastering stress and the other on laws of the body. And that website is vibrationalharmony.biz, B-I-Z. It's all about the business of health and healing.
And you just said there was another one, something Breakthrough. I don't know about that.
Breakthrough Health. That one is, there's a link for that one on my original site, which is BeverlyNadler.com. The link is there, and that has a lot of, so much more information on health that I just wanted to set up a separate website for it. So that's what that website is for.
But would that be
BreakthroughHealth.com?
Is it .com? You said BreakthroughHealth.
Thank you for saying that. No, that's .net. Thank
you. Okay, without that, we are netted into confusion. So BreakthroughHealth.net. Okay.
Right.
I have to check it out
because
I didn't even know that.
On that website, I never even think about it. That is, it is definitely .net, yeah. The .coms were taken up a long time ago. Now we've got .me and we've got so many different .us and all of this. I don't have those. I just have .net. But I do urge people want information that is unbiased, really, coming out of my own experience and unbiased. You'll find a lot of it on my website.
Well, you also have .biz in Vibrational Harmony. That's .biz, and it's not about business. It's the business of health.
Right.
Okay, now that we cleared that up, feel free to go on.
Okay. So there's some other things that people are told. They're told that they have to close their eyes. But there are others that say, no, keep your eyes open but not focused. Well, which one is correct? Whichever one is more comfortable for you. I happen to like to close my eyes, but a lot of the Buddhist meditations, eyes are partially open. And what I'm saying is they all get results. It's what works for you. In fact, here's something that I want to share with you that one instructor of meditation said. The main point is to choose whichever method appeals most to you and work with it for a while. If you're a more visual person, try working with form meditation, which I will describe, by the way, as you begin to practice. If you're the type of person who is more alert to physical sensation, try working on scanning your body or focusing on your breath. If you're verbal, try working with a mantra. The technique itself doesn't matter. The important thing is to learn how to rest your mind to work with it instead of having the mind working you. And that is the key. You need to work. work with your mind, and I said I would tell you what they mean by form meditation, what they mean by sound meditation. Form meditation is simply choosing an object, something that is near you, around you. It could be a piece of fruit. It could be a flower. It could be any object. And just when I say looking at it, actually there's a thought that you want to meditate on that to really get the full impact of the beauty of that flower or of the fruit. It appeals to some people. It does not appeal to other people. Sound meditation is two types. One is where you're not thinking again, thoughts will come through, that's true, but what you're focused on is hearing whatever is going on. Wherever you are, let's say some people meditate out of doors, which is wonderful, when you can, when the weather is such, you know, that you can do that. Listening to the sounds of birds or the rustling of trees or the wind. In other words, putting your attention on the sounds. That's called a sound meditation. And it doesn't require much from you except that you are aware of your sounds. A lot of this may sound like what the Buddhists call mindfulness, paying attention to what's going on. And in fact, Buddhists will tell you anything can be a meditation. You could be cooking, and maybe it's something that you like, or maybe it's something you don't really like. But instead of thinking about things or deciding, oh, this is good or this is bad, you simply observe yourself doing what you're doing as you go through the motions. That's another type of meditation. There's also walking meditation, where preferably walking in nature, not on concrete, but then again, you might be walking through this city, and instead of letting a whole bunch of things coming into your head, your focus or your attention is, I'm just going to do a walking meditation now. And what you're doing is simply allowing yourself to see what's in front of you, to hear what's going on without having any judgments or mental comments about them. Now, that could be fun, or you could say, oh, this is annoying, I don't like it, then stop doing it. You can do any kind of meditation, and anything can become a meditation. Mantra meditation is very, very popular because the mantra, which is just a sound or a word, will keep you focused to the point where when thoughts come in, you can just go back to your mantra. And again, as I said earlier, when thoughts come in, the object is not to try to stamp them out. It's to allow them to flow through without paying attention to them. Is this going to take some time for you? Probably. But if this is important to you, and we gave you the reasons at the beginning, you can do this for 5 minutes, for 3 minutes, for 2 minutes, and say, wow, I did that. That was cool. And then do it again. And some meditators, instead of sitting for the usually recommended 20 minutes a day, will break that up. They may meditate for 5 minutes in the morning, and then sometime in the afternoon meditate and do a different type of meditation. One might be just focused on their breath. Another one might be using a mantra. Now, mantras, one very popular mantra is Om. It's spelled O-M, and it is pronounced Om, or some pronounce it Om, A-U-M. And supposedly, what's said about it is that is the actual sound of the universe. And so as we tune into that or use that in our meditation, we are transcending beyond the mind, moving into higher dimensions. So many people will use that, but it's not a requirement. You might want to use the word peace or love or joy or God, whatever works, or it could be a two-syllable meditation. People who have gone to transcendental meditation, which I did years and years ago, receive a mantra of two syllables. There are two, I assume, in Sanskrit. But anything that works for you, that gives you calmness and peace, that could be your mantra. And again, as I said, Om is considered the universal sound, so you might want to try that.
Beverly, this is really very powerful information. Once again, folks, you might want to listen to the show again. It'll immediately be archived. And what is the message, as we're wrapping up here, that you want to leave our audience with?
I want to leave our audience with a message that anybody can do this, from a child on to an adult. It would be wonderful if it was taught in schools. I also do want to mention, because I didn't, you don't need a special place. If you can set up a place where you feel that that's most comfortable for you, maybe you have some pictures that are what you'd consider holy pictures and you want to put that in a spot, that's fine. But you don't have to do that. You can do it as if you're doing a meditation in the kitchen, obviously you're not doing that. If you're doing a walking meditation, obviously you're not doing that. So it doesn't have to be. In other words, get rid of all the have-tos. Get comfortable. Keep your spine straight. Breathe naturally. Some say breathe through your nose. Others say breathe through the nose in and through the mouth out. It's whatever is comfortable for you. And some say to breathe without a gap, you know, no pause. Others tell you to breathe with a slight pause. Whatever works for you. Begin, try it out. If that's not suitable, try another one. And you certainly can use the app that Joyce told you about, or you can go online and see what else is available. What I wanted to make clear today, both of us wanted to make clear, that this is a practice anyone can do, and in today's world, the need to calm the mind, to be relaxed, to allow the rest of all of the chaos that goes on in our brain to stop, is extremely important.
And the name of that app is Calm. Easy to remember. Beverly's talking about calming the mind. It is Calm. And what is the message you want to impart here?
The message is anyone can do this. Anyone can do it. Just give it a chance. Make the decision, and you will see some of the benefits, and that will give you the impetus to continue. The last thing I do want to say is if you're interested in doing this for truly spiritual reasons, you will need to go further and you might want to get a book or help from Buddhist meditation or Kriya Yoga meditation or Kabbalistic meditation, Vedanta meditation. These have to do with the spiritual aspect of moving into a totally different dimension in consciousness. But do not try to start that way. Start simply and allow it to build, and you will find that life becomes far more enjoyable and peaceful when you need it to be.
And the key word here is start. And my question to you, before we come back to Beverly, is if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication to get wealthy? It's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? So my message is start now. If not now, when? Back to you, Beverly. I'm willing to bet you have a wonderful poem for us today.
I have a poem. It's called You Can Live Your Vision. And one of the types of meditation that I didn't mention is contemplative meditation, where you first are relaxed, you do some breathing, and then you bring into mind a question, perhaps something that's going on in your mind that you're asking for an answer, or you bring into your mind something that you're trying to figure out how to do, but not, you don't want to figure it out at that point. What you want is to relax. That's the thought that you're bringing in, and you're contemplating on that. That's another form of meditation, and it works. People will come out of meditation and say, I got it. I just know the thing that I must do. So any of these things will work for you, and as Joyce said, if not now, when? You can live your vision. You can live your dream. The source to do this comes from an endless stream of power that makes it possible for you to make your dream and your vision come true. Is there a song in your soul that you're longing to sing? Is there a gift in your heart that you're longing to bring? Is there something that calls you and says, follow me? Is there an image you hold that only you can see? Whatever your vision, hold it in your mind's eye. Give it wings. Watch it fly. You can live your vision. Turn it into reality. This is your divine gift. This is your destiny.
Wow, that was absolutely beautiful. As always, extraordinary. And what I want to say, I love the show, and I love all my shows, you might say, which is true, since I approve each one, including the guests, the topic. But this one was special. It can instantly change your life and make you feel better. I want to say, perhaps you want to meditate on a prayer, and my personal favorite prayer to do this is the Serenity Prayer by Reinhold Niebuhr. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as a pathway to peace, taking, as he did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Amen. And I just wanted to share that with you because especially with this chaotic world and all that's happening in our personal lives and our country and the world at large, I found the Serenity Prayer to be very, very helpful in these times. And Reinhold Niebuhr, he lived from 1892 to 1971. And those of you that recognize the first verse, it's at all the Alcoholic Anonymous meetings and so many other meetings where they start with that and or perhaps end with that. My personal prayer for all of you is may yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. That's my personal prayer for all of you. Whatever your prayer, whatever your wishes, whatever your hopes and dreams are, meditate on them. Pray about them. That's my closing message. And folks, we want you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and you can laugh along with us as well. Of course, all of that is contagious. And you could start that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mesh. And by the way, make someone happy today.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.